can't just be a coincidence that she showed up.
She's a lovely baby, but you can't keep her.
She needs us. We're not doing anything wrong. What's your name?
Lucy.
Lucy, it was lovely to meet you.
Hi.
Hi.
My sister had a terrible tragedy. Her husband and their baby daughter were lost at sea. You would have been your girl's age by now.
Okay, here's the deal. It may not be my particular cup of tea, but The Light Between Oceans certainly gets marks for a committed cast who gives her all during their performances. The story follows Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander as a young married couple overseeing a remote lighthouse after World War I. After two miscarriages, they almost give up hope for a child, but then one shipwrecks on their beach with a dead man in the boat. They assume the child as their own, but soon discover there are harsh consequences to their actions. Beautifully shot with less focus on the narrative, at least in the first half, The Light Between Oceans plays like a more direct Terrence Malick film. It eventually makes its point, bursting with raw emotion. However, the heavy drama and the poor decisions by characters took away a lot. The Light Between Oceans gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.